Nidarim Perek Hei Mishneh Hei. Ve'ezu davar shel Olei Bavel. So what's something that's an Olei Bavel? Kigon Har Habayis V'Hazaros. The Har Habayis, the Hazaros, V'Habor Shebe'emtza Hadarech. And also the boar that was on the way when they were Olei Regel. All these things, they can't answer from one to each other, because it's not really theirs. Ve'ezu davar shel Osair. What's something that is considered belonging to that city? And the city, like the Rab points out, the Mamed An Sha'ir, they can sell it to somebody else, so therefore somebody outside the city really doesn't have any shaykhus to it. So those that are inside the city, each one does have a certain shaykhus to it, and therefore if a person makes a neder that his friend can't have anah from him, his friend would be usur. What are those examples? Kigon harchava, the streets, va'mercha to beis haknesses, va'teva, teva is what they would put the svarim into, va'svarim, and the svarim referring to here, the Rav says, are the svarim that the Bnei Yir would buy to learn from. Well, in this case, a person asers hana to another person, that other person can't even use the streets. He can't use the mercha to the basic knesses because the guy that asered him has a certain bialis to it, a certain shaykhus to it. Vakosiv chelkol anasi. So this, the Rav says, is a chsuri mechsur here. And the Mishnah is saying is, if a person does this, like you can't live like this, people need to go to the streets and the basic knesses, so what do you do? So the best thing to do is the one that asered his friend to have hana from him, so any chelek that the guy that made the nether had in the city, he should sell that chelek to the nasi, you know, the head of the city. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad kaisiv lenasi, v'echad kaisiv lehedyut. Doesn't matter selling it to a nasi, and it doesn't matter selling it to the hedyut. Same thing. Ma ben kaisiv lenasi lekaisiv lehedyut. So what's the difference between the two? Shekaisiv lenasi ain't sarach lezakus. The difference is, by a nasi, you don't have to be mezaket. You can just write that you're giving something over to the Nasi. All your chelik in the city is going over to the Nasi. And you don't have to actually make a Maisa Kinyan. Everybody else, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Even though really, Midiraisi, you have to make a Kinyan. It has to be a Maisa Kinyan. So the Teretz is, the Rishonim point out, that what's going on here is Hefker based in Hefker. Hashem gives Chazal the ability to decide who owns what. And that works even Midiraisa. And because of the Chashivas of the Nasi, the Rav explains, they allowed one to just do it without a Maisa Kinyan. But through a hedyut, you need a kinyan. There should be mezaka al yedei acher through somebody else. The Chacham didn't hold of this din by a nasi. You always have to be mezaka through somebody else with a kinyan. And the only reason that they used the nasi is because that was what was common. Rashi says to give cover to the nasi. The Ran says because people would only usually do this to the nasi because they'd be afraid to be mezaka all of their stuff to somebody else because those people that would take it, they were mezaka to somebody else to prevent, like if they made a nether, that Reuven shouldn't have any ana, so Shimon feels bad, or whatever, Reuven is stuck, so Shimon gives it over to somebody else, let's call him Levi. Problem is Levi may eventually just say, you know what, I'm not giving it back to you, or makes a nether. So the Nasi didn't get involved in petty stuff, I guess, and they weren't worried about that, so that's why they would normally send it to a Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein anshe glil srichen lichtoiv. Anshe Glil don't have to write and be mezaka to somebody else. Shekvar kasu avaseim al yideim. Because the previous batei dinim, the previous tzadikim, knew that these Anshe Glil were angry people in general and would always make nedarim to aser on their friends. So they already were mezakin that all the things from the cities of the Anshe Glil always belonged to the nasi. That in case somebody would aser his friend on hana, it wouldn't be a problem for his friend to go and go into the street of the Beis HaKnesses to use this farm. Because they all belong to the nasi.